I'm Reverend Lisa Day, minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Welcome to our weekly radio program, where you'll hear a segment from one of our recent services recorded at our church on beautiful Troop Square. We invite you to join us Sundays at 11 a.m. in person or via live stream on Zoom. You can find the Zoom link and more about Unitarian Universalism in Savannah at our website, uusavannah.org. We hope you enjoy today's program. Wherever you are on your journey. If you're visiting with us this morning and you would like to introduce yourself, please rise or raise your hand. An usher will bring you the microphone. As part of our commitment to accessibility, we use microphones whenever anyone speaks so that everyone in the sanctuary and watching on YouTube may hear. Are there any visitors on this side?
Kansas City, and are only sorry we did not get the t-shirt message. But since Unitarians have great imaginations, you can imagine two t-shirts, however you want them to be.
We will.
Welcome.
Welcome. Are there any visitors on this side?
Good morning. My name is Mary Hogan. I'm from Southern Maine and attend the UU Church for the last 40 years in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Welcome. Anyone else like to introduce themselves? We're glad you're here. If you're looking for a new faith community, we encourage you to visit several times to get a feel for our worship style and our approach to matters of faith and religion. Please join us in Ron Hall for refreshments after the service. You'll find Ron Hall in the next building by following the crowd through this door and across the courtyard, or out the main doors and around the corner and in through the iron gates, or ask an usher. There are two cards in the pew back in front of you to help us gather information for the good of our community. You can use the QR code on the Rainbow Chalice card to sign up for our newsletter and to receive a welcome letter from me. Or if you prefer, you can fill it out by hand. The chalice in the heart card is for sharing a joy or sorrow. If you fill out either of these cards, please put it in the collection plate as it comes around. After the offering, we will sing a short response. The lyrics are printed in the order of service, so you don't have to find a hymn in the hymnal just for such a short little response. Church announcements are emailed to members and friends on Tuesdays and Fridays. Check your email for complete details about the following. Migrant Equity Southeast, or MESA, is in dire need of donations for immigrant families whose lives have been affected by ICE holds and deportations. They're in need of food, gift cards, clothing, diapers, and personal items. We have collection boxes in Ron Hall, in the narthex, and at the courtyard entrance to the sanctuary. If you have questions, you can contact Nancy, our administrator, at admin@uusavannah.org. Our Flower Power fundraiser continues for another week. One of the best ways you can support this effort is by sharing the link on all your socials. Your friends and families can place orders that will benefit our church, and the products will be delivered to their home addresses at the proper time for their planting zone. A fabulous group of parents provided snacks for hospitality this morning. They could use your assistance loading the dishwasher, clearing up leftovers, washing tables, and sweeping. Please stay if you're at all able to help. Whether you clean up today or not, please seek out the hospitality sign-up sheet on the engagement table in Ron Hall. Hospitality only happens through the efforts of volunteers. With the lighting of our chalice, a symbol of our Unitarian Universalist faith, we enter into sacred time. Our chalice lighter this morning is Ellis Thomas. Amelia will read the chalice lighting words in place of Mason, who has chicken pox.
The chalice is lit for you, whether you are from the south, the east, the north, or the west, whether you were born into this faith, found it, or it found you, whether you feel at home or are still trying to find your place, whether you believe in God, are open to mystery, or still have no idea, whether you are unemployed, underemployed, cobbling things together, overworking, or in school, whether you are holding anxiety, grief, confusion, anger, hope, restlessness, or deep peace, Unitarian Universalism has a place for you. Well, it's right here, and this chalice is lit for you.
This morning, we gather together to worship as a community of all ages. Let us take a moment to look around at those of us sharing this sacred space. Let us recognize the hearts of our whole community, from our elders to our youngest and all ages in between. Even when there are a few more wiggles, giggles, and chatter, let us remind ourselves to listen carefully, calming our bodies and minds. Begin by breathing peace and joy into the sacred place with three breaths. Know you are surrounded by the love of this community where all are welcome in this room and on YouTube. Let us worship together. Will you please rise in body or in spirit for hymn number 338 in the gray hymnal, I Seek the Spirit of a Child.
As someone who has a role in fundraising for a nonprofit,
I love the way GPB says clearly, unapologetically, we offer you something you can't find anywhere else. We depend upon you for financial support. Please give generously. We here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah offer something you can't find anywhere else. We depend on you for financial support. Please give generously. To donate via debit or credit card, please use the QR code on the back of the order of service or go to uusavannah.org and click on the donate button. You'll also find a link there to make a pledge of financial support for the 26-27 church year, our version of sustaining membership. Mailed checks are always welcome. Our offering will now be gratefully received. Thank you for your generosity.
Thank you.
As a faith community, we hold one another's joys and sorrows as if they were our own. We have an anonymous joy this morning that yesterday, for the first time in its 152-year history, a woman trainer won the Kentucky Derby with Golden Tempo and a Puerto Rican jockey, Jose Ortiz. Thanks. From Rob Bassinet, a joy and sorrow. My mom, Katie, is recovering well at Encompass Rehab from 3 PIN strokes. She is scheduled to return home May 8th. My sister and I will be caring for her. So we'll hold her in our hearts. From Eric Swanson, steps away in Troop Square, warblers are fueling up to continue their migration. They will fly thousands of miles on tiny wings, pushing their third of an ounce body across continents and countries and states and counties and pipelines, prairies, something. We celebrate these migrants. From Yvette Upton, deep appreciation for all the people who supported the show last night, from the cast, Jane Rago, Ziggy Hensley, Katie Hay Leo, Jessica Swanson, Janae Brown, and Julia Satterley, to the crew, Ed Owens and Lily Hutto, to our producer, Bonnie Bro, to publicity and event prep, Nancy Arterbury and Mark Colombe, to front of the house and reception, Jessica Otara, Gigi Rigolizio, Tracy Martinson, and my beloved Eric and Caroline Upton. The cast gave a phenomenal performance, they did, and the night was a powerful reminder to the Savannah community of our faith's commitment to social justice. We're tallying the final amount of funds raised. Thank you all, named and unnamed, who worked to make this happen. And my heart is filled with sorrow for the hundreds of thousands of citizens disenfranchised this week by six activist Supreme Court justices with a Louisiana versus Calais decision. And what a joy it has been to observe the dedication, creativity, and enthusiasm of our junior youth group as they planned and are now leading this morning's service. Let us hold all our joys and sorrows, spoken and unspoken, in our hearts as we join together in the responsive reading found in your order of service. Sorrow is everywhere. As we mourn together,
so we celebrate together,
and offer thanks,
that we are not alone.
So may it be, now and in all the days to come.
Hi. I wear tall shoes. Can you see me? Yay. I couldn't play tag outside because of it, but it was worth it. We're going to be doing a meditation today that I have done with our kids and that they requested I introduce to you guys. So I hope you enjoy. Today we will be practicing a mindfulness. Let me make sure my chimes are here. Sorry. Today, we will be practicing a mindfulness meditation developed by the Vietnamese Buddhist monk and teacher Thich Nhat Hanh. He led many retreats during which he taught this meditation to children, and he also taught it to their grown-ups. It was created as a way for children and their families to return to their breathing and their bodies and to connect with the world around them. Thich Nhat Hanh states in his book, A Handful of Quiet, that to meditate is to think quietly about something. He notes that this practice can be done anywhere, at any time, but stresses that it must be quiet. Today, we will practice quiet thinking together. We will divide the meditation into four portions, and we'll spend time focusing on four elements: a flower, a mountain, calm water, and space. At the end of each portion, I will call your attention back by ringing a chime, but you do not need to open your eyes after the chime. Now, please gently close your eyes and place your hands in any comfortable position. Thich Nhat Hanh states that when I look at a child, I always see them as a flower, fresh, beautiful, and open to the moment. I will extend this to say that I see each of you this way, regardless of your age. As you sit with your eyes closed, imagine a flower. Pick any flower you like, any that naturally pops into your mind. It could be a real flower, like a daffodil, dandelion, or daisy. It can also be a fantastical flower, like a glowing geranium or a rainbow rose. As you imagine your flower, you will silently repeat the words flower, fresh, in your mind as you breathe deeply in and out. Begin breathing now. Next, we will focus on a mountain. Thich Nhat Hanh states that there is a mountain inside each of us, and it keeps us solid and calm. This solidity and stability makes it possible for us to be truly happy. People can rely on you, and you can rely upon yourself. Imagine a mountain. It can be snowy or sunny, full of rocks or covered in grass. It can be towering or more of a small hill. You will sit with your mountain and recite the words in your mind, mountain, solid, as you breathe slowly in and out. Breathe now. The third thing we'll imagine is calm water. Thich Nhat Hanh writes, if you have seen the surface of a lake when it's very still, you may have noticed that it reflects the mountains, clouds, and trees around it perfectly. When you are calm and still, you can see things as they truly are. When you are not calm, it's easy to become confused and angry, leading us to make mistakes and experience suffering. Fostering tranquility can foster happiness. Imagine a body of calm water. It could be water you're familiar with and love, such as a lake, a pool, a puddle, or a slow-moving river. It can also be water you've never seen, but which appears in your mind naturally. Notice if your water is reflecting the natural elements around it. In your mind, you will recite the words, water reflecting, while breathing calmly in and out. Breathe now. Lastly, we will imagine space, which represents freedom. Thich Nhat Hanh states that freedom is the foundation of true happiness. Without freedom, our happiness is not complete. We want to be free from fear, anger, despair, and worries. Therefore, it's important to cultivate space for ourselves. Imagine space. Is it the sky? An open field? A flying bird? Is it the galaxy spotted with far-off planets and stars? Is it a boat in the open ocean, or are you sitting atop a mesa in the desert? Once you settle into your own mental image of space, you will recite the words space, freedom, inside your mind while breathing in and out. Breathe now. If you enjoyed this practice, you can utilize it on your own in a variety of ways. You can imagine any element or any feeling and sit quietly with it. You might imagine calm, forgiveness, compassion, and peace. You might imagine members of your family and extend love to each of them as you breathe. You might imagine elements in your own body, sending tranquil energy to your restless legs, busy hands, beating heart, and active mind. Be creative and explore. Now, breathe in and out 3 times once more and slowly open your eyes. Thank you. And if you would like to have some fun, ask the kids what they've imagined during the meditations, because they're epic and we all want to live inside their minds, I think. So check that out later.
Myself stuck in the middle of the sea. I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. We find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. Close to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Hi, my name is Amelia, and you might have seen me around church before. I'm part of the junior youth group, which is for children 6th to 8th grade at church year. For our service this week, we chose to do it a little differently than past services. We chose T-shirt spirituality as our theme. In the video, you'll hear what our shirts mean and why they're important to us. After the video, we invite you to say a few words about what your shirt means to you.
You guys are just going to have to talk about your shirts. Okay.
Rex, go for it.
My name is Amelia, and I chose the Savannah Music Festival because I play a lot of music and I enjoy music, so it kind of resonates with me.
My name is Axel Olenick. I chose this shirt because I like playing music too.
I am Rick Olenick. I chose this shirt because I don't like seeing forests burnt down. I want to keep the forest. I can walk around in them.
My name is Ellis Thomas, and I wore this shirt because that's where my papa went to college, and that's where I want to go to college, so.
So Rex and Axel are going to walk around with the microphone, and anybody who would like to share about their shirt is welcome to. We'd like to hear from as many people as possible, and I think we only have one mic, so we'll have to share.
My name is Sandy Mucci, and I have my Planned Parenthood shirt on, and it's an organization that I have supported since the 60s.
I'm Evelina, and I don't have a T-shirt, but on my necklace, I have a little turtle, and it just reminds me that slow and steady really does win the race.
I got to show Jimmy Carter the shirt that I had for his campaign when I went to his church in Plains. So, and when I did, he cracked a great big smile. He was happy to see it.
I'm Rita Oliverio. I was a member of the New York League of Women Voters, and we had these shirts made up, sort of tongue-in-cheek, picture of Alice Paul, and the saying says, go ask Alice, I think she'll know. But what's most important, and I'm going to ask for one of you to read what's on the back of my shirt.
Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged on account of sex.
I was joking with them when I came in that my demographic is reaching its expiration date, and we need all of the young people to continue the fight for equal rights for all.
Who's got next?
My shirt says, disability hurts no one, and I picked it because... Well, basically, I'm going blind, and I don't, and so it, I'm not, well, whatever.
I chose my Bad Bunny Super Bowl shirt because la cultura de Puerto Rico is what I am all about. So... the culture, family, town, community that has always been what Puerto Ricanas or Borinque are about. And that's what...
Hi,
Hi, I'm Tish Hamilton, and Louise and I have the same shirt on, and it's from Amanda Gorman, who some of y'all might remember, was the poet with the former President Biden. And it says, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it, there is always light.
Good morning. I'm Kevin. I own, and I wore my shirt, Black Votes Matter, because now more than ever, all voices count.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, and I think a lot of two words on this shirt are pretty self-explanatory. But the first one is where my husband Ralph and I live. And I have to tell you, I have never seen another shirt like this. So I'm cherishing it.
Yeah, I'm Stacy Lazarus, and this shirt is for renewable energy.
I'm Ralph Ashmore. Peaks Island and a Tybee Islander, and I'm wearing a shirt that is pretty self-explanatory, but it references the great experiment that's at risk right now.
Hi, good morning. I'm Christine. My shirt says worthy, and I'm wearing this shirt because I believe that no matter what the world tries to tell us, we're all complete, we're all whole, and we are all worthy of love, even when we mess up.
Hi, I'm Duncan Ferguson. I'm wearing a t-shirt for the Cultural Academy for Excellence, which is a nonprofit in the Washington, D.C. area that teaches underprivileged youth steel pan orchestra and teaches and tutors them in their schools, et cetera, organization that I helped back in the day.
Hi. I just wanted to add that that I wanted people to know about Amanda Gorman, that she was the youth poet laureate, and she had a chance to read her this particular poem at the inauguration of Joe Biden, and another poet laureate, Maya Angelou, was also at inauguration, I believe, of John F. Kennedy. So.
It is, it says, this is always,
yeah, could you read it, please?
It's a lot. There is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Thank you. I'm Judy Saucerman. I'm going to ask my friend here to read my t-shirt.
Not my president, not my voice. Resist. Not my values, not my beliefs.
Thomas and I are wearing t-shirts from my mother's Indian reservation, his great-grandmother's Indian reservation, Turtle Mountain in North Dakota.
Hi, I'm Nancy. My t-shirt is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speak your mind even if your voice shakes. Just reminding me and reminding us all to be brave and speak truth to power.
My wife, Dodie, and I, come here, get over here. Face that, face. Yeah. This is unrehearsed. Okay, both sides can see what the back says, right? Okay. So we were presented these by one of our neighbors out in Richmond Hill, and it just gives our meaning, that's why we're wearing these, to woke.
We owe kindness to everyone.
I'm Vanessa. I wear the shirt. I would wear it every day if I could. I wear it especially when I travel because that's hard for everybody. And kindness is free is a message that we share around the world.
Hi, my name is Joyce Peralta, and my message from the ACLU is we the people mean all of us. And also my hat is resistance, no kings. And you can see for yourself what's the back of my shirt.
All you need is love. Hi, my name's Kevin, and I sort of got a three-part here. The first is the jacket, which is music, which is the universal language. The second is John Lennon. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. So kids, dream big. And the third is no wars, peace.
So I'm Jackie, and I'm also wearing the notorious RBG, and because I really like all the things that she stood for, and sometimes you have to say, I resist. Yes.
Hey, my name is Kate, and I am wearing a shirt that my son Harris and I recently got on our trip to Alabama to the social justice museums, and he's going to read it for me.
Let's see. Injustice prevails where hopelessness persists. Hope is your superpower. Brian Stevenson.
Hi, I'm Frances, and I'm wearing Nevertheless, She Persisted, which was important when I got the T-shirt so many years ago. It seems like eons ago. But it's also a way to just live my life. When it gets hard, Nevertheless, She Persisted.
Hi, everybody. My name's Caitlin. I'm not wearing a T-shirt, but I'm wearing my favorite scarf, which is an original design printed on these scarves. Original art. It will never be erased. It means that we have a culture that will always persist. So.
Hey, my name is Jessica Lovett with Tara. My shirt says Kindness Crew. Something I learned from my covenant group once was an article about kindness and how kindness is actually the best thing for everyone because it brings assertiveness into the question, but it doesn't make it all about you and it doesn't make it all about someone else. It's a way that both people can win. And what actually makes it extra special today is that I have a wonderful stain on here. And that stain was achieved because I used a gift card that I won at the silent auction from Sing, Becca's nonprofit, last weekend to buy a tomato, turkey, and Swiss croissant from Auspicious Bakery. And so not only did I get to use a gift card that supported a great cause, I went to a local business, ate a delicious treat, and then I was also drinking a coffee out of a mug that a dear friend gave to me for Christmas that came from Auspicious that they fill up for free if you buy it. So that's why I didn't change. I kept my stain because I wanted to share that part of my shirt as well.
name's Elias, and I wore this shirt because I believe in what it says. Just like my country, young, scrappy, and hungry.
Hi, I'm Brandy, and I am just grateful every day, and I'm very grateful for this community, especially to raise my kids in. So just want to say thank you to Meg and everybody here. Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Hey, I'm Megan. Elias, will you read my shirt? I can't remember what it says.
It says, "It's a beautiful day for learning."
So I kind of use that as a motto for my life, that growth is always possible, change is always possible, transformation is possible, and I've found those values here at the church and working with the kids, which has been awesome. And I want to say, since our video didn't work, we have two of our junior youth group members who couldn't be here today. So Patty Flaherty can't be here, and she in her video wore a Steven Universe t-shirt. It's a very popular show, and it's really about loving each other and loving ourselves exactly as we are, and the power of kids to be magical world changers. And then we also, Mason could also not be here today, and his sweatshirt said, "I am enough," and he spoke about how important and meaningful that is in a world where maybe people are bullied or are unkind, and that it's a reminder that his parents give to him and that he wants to give to the world. So we miss both those kids.
Variety, and so many of you, I know it just means so much to our junior youth that you listened to them and you did what they asked of you, and that also is a value in our congregation. Thank you, Rex and Alex. Will you please arise now in spirit or body for our closing hymn number 163, "For the Earth Forever Turning."
Glory,
after the benediction, I want you to walk out with me, and so people can shake your hands on their way out the door. Go forth now, inspired by the ministry of our next generation, recommitted to proclaiming the values by which you live, if not on your shirt, then in your every word and action. Proclaim justice, equity, and transformation. Proclaim pluralism, interdependence, and generosity. Proclaim love at the center of it all, that the ripples from this hour might begin to heal the world. Amen. Amen.
This is Reverend Lisa Day. I hope you've enjoyed this program from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah. Please join us at one of our services sometime soon at our church on Troop Square or live on Zoom. We're the beacon of liberal religion in Savannah, and you can find out more at uusavannah.org. We meet on Sundays at 11 a.m. Thanks for listening.